This is Sonia.
Hey, Sonia, it's Gail at Local Splash.
Hey, Gail.
Better time for you?
Yeah.
All right, awesome. And I've got my screens up and ready to go. Not quite. So what I'll do is gather some info from you, spellings, phone numbers, verify everything, make sure that I've got everything right. And then, so I'll need to set up an onboarding call with your tech. Is that you that'll be taking that appointment or will Steve? So this will be for, go ahead.
Oh, it'll be me because Steve doesn't have the time, but I don't have all the information either. So
gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll fill in the blanks. So what we're doing is we're setting you up so that we can get you in the map section on the first page of Google when people are searching for your services. So what you and I will do is we'll kind of run through your services. We'll break them out into keywords, basically. And then that onboarding call with our tech comes after. So we'll set it up at your earliest convenience. So we'll take a look at calendars. They're going to make sure that I intook everything accurately. We do a lot of double and quadruple checking, make sure everything is right. We want it 100% before it goes out, of course. So they'll do quality control. Go through those keywords again with you, see if we missed anything or if there's any that can be added. Look at my notes here. Are we doing a website for you guys?
We already have a website.
That's what I thought. Yeah. Okay. So your website was good. So we didn't need to build a website. It would have been something that you'd go over in that onboarding call, but you guys are all set there. Let me see. I just wanted to pull up your site and take a look just as a refresher what was there. Okay, perfect. And you designed that for Steve, right?
I did not, no.
Oh, okay. The Wix site. You know, it actually wouldn't hurt. If you guys aren't opposed, what I would recommend is let us rebuild the website. It'll still be on that domain, but we'll build it so that it's Google compliant and optimized. It'll still be your logos, your colors. It'll still be what you want. We're not... What's that?
I think it'll just be a different host. Is that what you mean? Like you guys
we had
somebody else build it, I'm sure, right? So we paid
somebody. Gotcha. I would assume he must own that domain name though, right? Everything Air Idaho.
This is my second week, so I'm still figuring stuff out.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Wow, you poor girl. throw you to the dogs. Wow. Okay. So then I'll show you in as much as I can. So I'm going to make the assumption that he owns that domain name. That would be the natural assumption, especially since it pertains to the business. Usually I can tell if it's something that somebody else designed and hosted. My guess is that Steve owns this and he's paying for it since he doesn't have anybody else working on his search engine optimization. So
he does
we'll go
have somebody. So that's the thing. That's why I think he has had somebody, but I don't know at what level, you know?
Okay, gotcha.
Webster is the name.
Let me look at my notes, see if he mentioned anything.
And I could be making this up. I just have it in my notes.
No worries. Well, and you know, I've been talking to him for a bit now, so it might have been me he was referencing too. I'm not finding anything in my notes that said he had someone. So I'm going to go with the assumption that he owns everything airidaho.com. And what we'll do then is we'll just rebuild the site and we'll put it right back on that same domain. If that ends up not being the case, then we can make adjustments. Okay. That way we're covered and my tech department knows that they have to rebuild a website. That way they'll plan on it just to be sure. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, contact information, how to put this in here. So you're going to be the main point of contact, it sounds like. So let's
can I update my work phone with you? Because this is my personal cell phone. So.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
My work number is 208. 957, and you might 3372, or no, 332, sorry.
3327?
No, 3322.
3322, gotcha. And then, Sonia, what's your title? Pick one? Can I call you office manager?
Just call me... Oh, my gosh, no, I want it to be funny. I don't
Chief
know.
Chief Smiles Director.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. Chief Smiles Director it is. It's only for our records. It's only for our records. It's not going anywhere. Don't worry about it. And then is it S-O-N-Y-A?
It's J-A.
J-A. And, Sonia, what's your last name?
It's Napier, N-A-P-I-E-R.
Wow, believe it or not, I knew how to spell that. Why do I know that name?
I don't know.
Wow. I don't know. All right, what's your email address?
It is everythingairidaho@gmail.com.
Ah, okay. Perfect. If I could type... Here we go. So that's the same as the main one. Good deal. All right. Let me get that in there. I love that. Chief Smiles Director. Perfect. And then, now, Steve said that you're authorized to make purchases on behalf of the company, so I assume you have a company credit card in your possession.
Mm-hmm. I don't have it yet. It's the mail.
Oh, it's not to you. Okay.
Have it in the next couple of days, I think, but.
Okay. Did he give you one to use in the meantime?
No.
Okay. Huh. Well, then we have an issue.
Was that what you were doing today?
Yep. That's what we were supposed to do. What's part of it? The rest is info gathering. Info gathering is about, 90% of it, but then of course there's that payment part.
What's that payment?
So it is, I think it's 298. Let me double check that.
Oh, just a second. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Okay, thank you.
You bet.
Okay, sorry, that was for an inspection and I had to answer it.
No worries. So that actually gave me a second to think what we could do. So we'll go through everything. I think we'll get all the niceties done, the spellings and all of that, all the info gathering. And then when it's time for billing, we'll just conference Steve in, have him do his credit card. He can give it to me over the phone. Because I'll need his voice on the voice verification anyway, saying that you are the main point of contact. He authorizes you to work with us on his behalf, blah, blah, blah. So that's resolved. Then we don't have to worry about the credit card hang up. Sound good?
Okay. I just don't want to be bothered by conferencing, and that's the problem. I'm just wondering if it makes more sense for us to reschedule it for next week, so then that way I'm completely set up.
Gotcha.
Because it's not like we're in a hurry, you know what I mean?
Right. So, unfortunately, it's going to be hard for me to hold on to the listing. We only work with one company per category, per area. And uh-huh. I've actually been holding onto this listing for a couple days for him.
Okay.
So I've kind of parked my behind on it. My behind is going to get kicked off of it pretty soon.
Okay.
That's my only concern.
Okay. How much is it? How much is
so
it?
So it's $298. What are you thinking? Is there a card you want to put it on and then switch billing later? Because we can do that too.
Yeah, I mean, I have my card, but I...
Oh, and then he'd reimburse you.
Yeah.
There you go.
I talked to him because he wasn't real clear that I was signing up for something. He was like, so can I call him and then I'll call you back?
Yes, no problem.
Okay.
And if you want to jot down his credit card info, we can do that way and then just bring him in for the voice verification to give you authorization. We can do that too.
Okay, sounds good, Gail. I'll call you back.
All right, thanks, Anya. Bye-bye.